did not have Goblin's wondrous resources.
"Can I be of any service, Uncle?"
"I understand, Doge. Told you the story of our people."
The best he could manage was a hoarse whisper.
"He told me a story. There are always doubts left behind when any Nuang Bo shares a secret with me."
"You're a bright young woman, Sleepy. Few illusions and no obvious obsessions. I think Doge was as honest with you as he could compel himself to be. Assuming he was honest with me when he consulted me afterward. He finally heard me when I told him that this is a new age. That was what Hong Tre wanted to show us when she chose the Jengal to become Sarah's husband. We're all lost children. We must join hands. That, too, is what Hong Tre wanted us to understand."
"She could have said so."
"She was Hong Tre, a seeress, a Nuang Bo seeress. Would you have her issue blunt rescripts like the Radisha and Protector?"
"Absolutely." Do Trang chuckled. Then he seemed to fall asleep. "Was that that?" I wondered. "Uncle?"
"Huh? Oh. I'm sorry, young woman. Listen, I don't think anyone else has mentioned it. Maybe no one else but Gota and I have seen it. But there's a ghost in this place. We've seen it several times the past 2 nights."
"A ghost?" Was Mergen getting so strong people were starting to see him?
"It's a cold and evil thing, Sleepy. Like something that's happiest skulking around the mouths of graves or slithering through a mountain of bones. Like that vampire child in the tiger cage. You should be very wary of her. And I think I should find my way to bed before I fall asleep here and your friends begin to talk."
"If they're going to gossip about me, I can't think of anyone I'd rather have them connect me with."
"Someday, when I'm young again. Next time around the wheel."
"Good night, Uncle." I thought I might read for a while, but I fell asleep almost instantly. Sometime during the night, I discovered that Do Trang's ghost did exist. I awakened, instantly alert, and saw a vaguely human shimmer standing nearby, evidently watching me. The old man had done a good job describing it, too. I wondered if it might not be Death himself. It went away as soon as it sensed my scrutiny. I lay there trying to put it together. Mergen? Soulcatcher spying? An unknown? Or what it felt like, the girl in the tiger cage out for an ectoplasmic stroll. I tried reason, but was still too tired to stick with it long. Chapter 35. There was something wrong with the city. In addition to its extraordinarily clean smell, the rain had continued throughout most of the night, and in addition to the stunned looks on the faces of street dwellers who had survived their worst night yet. No. It was a sort of bated breath feeling that got stronger as I approached the library. Maybe it was something